If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
This is Dr. John Duffy. You hear him frequently on WGN Radio, the psychologist and parenting expert. John, jump into the show. How are you today?
I'm great, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. I appreciate that caller prefaced her remarks with, well, you know, I'm very anxious. I'm tense these days. That's your stock and trade, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And, you know, a few months ago, it was not an unreasonable place to be in my profession. Now it feels like the only place any of us are. So it is absolutely the stock and trade for any therapist right now.
I asked you to come on today because there is a DuPage County Reality Illinois Teen Advisory Board, and Michaela is on a phone line. Now, do you know Michaela, doctor?
I don't think I do know Michaela.
Let's say hello to Michaela. Michaela, this is John and Dr. John Duffy. You're on WGN. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me on.
Can you tell us how old you are? Where do you go to school? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michaela.
Sure. So I'm 18. I go to Glenbard South High School, and I'm just here to represent the Teen Advisory Board to the DuPage County Health Department, like you mentioned.
So what is that? What do you do?
Yeah, so as the Teen Advisory Board, we really work on just advocating for different teen health issues within the community. That's kind of, in these days, a lot of that's mental health related. So we're excited to be able to kind of share our views and what we've been working on in terms of that.
So do you talk to maybe county officials and say, hey, here's what my colleagues are going through, here's what teenagers need or are feeling right now?
Yeah, we definitely work on that, different weeks in terms of schools, going through school administration. We also do a lot of work in terms of different drug policies, and we've talked to municipalities for that. So, yeah.
Ro Khan was on our radio station yesterday. He does the afternoon show here, and he was talking about the complexities of tweens, maybe somebody who's 10, 11, 12, 13, something like that. Now, I guess we'll contemplate the realities for kids just a little bit older. Are they different sets of issues, doctor, or is one very similar to the other?
They're becoming more similar because tweens are growing up real fast. Although, you know, in Michaela's age group, that's certainly you're approaching adulthood, and there's a whole new set of issues. If you're 18, I suspect you're graduating now, and a lot of your cohorts I'm working with, and there's a whole slew of issues that you guys are dealing with that the tweens are not, right? You're dealing with some of the disappointments around graduations and proms and missing these last few months of school. So I would imagine that loss and disappointment is a big part of the life of you and your friends and your colleagues.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think a lot of people are feeling that.
I can imagine spontaneous bursts of tears, just, you know, for no apparent reason. Have you or some of your friends gone through something like that? I think adults have, Michaela.
I definitely think when people kind of realize different milestones that they're missing, and there's definitely like a wave of sadness in terms of just like being reminded of what they're missing out on in terms of like maybe prom passing or people not feeling like they're getting that closure of graduation. So definitely I think the emotions kind of run high and people are reminded of what they're missing, and that causes kind of a surge of sadness or loneliness.
Well, Michaela, I was thinking about that myself and thinking not so much about graduation ceremony. I was thinking about hanging out at the lunchroom with my friends or going to practice with the track team after school or just sitting in algebra class with a buddy of mine. And, you know, I don't know that I wanted to be in class per se, but I enjoyed the company, the environment, all of that. That was my life. And now you're sitting at home. I mean, to me, that would be the hard part, no?
Definitely, that's my angle. I miss a lot of that sense of having people around you and surrounding you, which kind of, I think, is that kind of term of loneliness that I was referring to. As a group, Reality Illinois has talked a lot about how we can connect virtually in terms of FaceTiming, writing letters even, stuff like that, to kind of try to replace that feeling of being surrounded by people that we don't as much have anymore.
Does the FaceTime work or Zoom, does that help?
Definitely. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of FaceTiming and Zooming with my friends and trying to reach out to people, and I think it's pretty effective at keeping relationships alive, even if they can't be face-to-face.
And doctor, this is the thing I think a parent would want to do then, you know, open up the door and say, hey, Michaela, hey, John, how's it going there? And then say, you know, I'm sure this is really hard for you. I don't know that those words are very effective salve right now. Could you help me know what to say to a teenager?
Yeah, I mean, to Michaela's point, I am finding that the teenagers I'm working with either feel this great sense of loss around, you know, prom or around missing a season or graduation. But I'm working with just as many kids who are telling me what you were talking about, John. Like, I just miss the cadence of the everyday. I miss seeing my friends. I miss being in that class. I might specifically miss a class or a teacher or something like that. So what I'm encouraging parents to do is not to assume that their own losses mirror those of their children, that sometimes there are going to be some significant differences. So ask your kids what they're going through, because they're probably going through some degree of loss. Some kids are a little relieved that school is not returning. Kids who are socially anxious, kids who are anxious about school, have some degree of relief, like, wow, I can't believe I'm so fortunate as to not to have to go back. So every kid I'm finding is experiencing something different during this time, and we don't know unless we ask.
Both of you answer this question. Should a parent say, okay, so guess what? You don't have to go to school. And maybe online learning isn't all we'd hoped it would be, but here's your list of things you got to do every day now, because you can't just sit there. You're going to make me crazy. So you need to do a load of laundry, or you need to, I'm going to have two chores for you every day. This isn't allowance. This is, I can't live with you just squatting, so you have to do this. I'm just inventing this, doctor, but is anything like that happening, or should that happen?
Absolutely. Things like that are happening. As the weeks wear on, parents' nerves are getting more frayed. It is difficult to watch your teenager just on a phone or playing a video game all day long in a dark room. So I actually do encourage parents to create some degree of structure in a day. I suspect, Michaela, you're going to tell me you can't do too much of that, and I think you're right. We can't overstructure a day, because we're all idling high. We're all pretty anxious. We're getting on each other's nerves as the weeks wear on.
Yeah.
So we need some free time and some time apart, but we also need to have some structure so that days are predictable, especially as times and months wear on here.
That's Dr. John Duffy. I have 30 seconds left. Michaela, speak to that.
Yeah, Reality and I, we talk a lot about just trying to incorporate structure, but being lenient on yourself if you can't reach those goals. And that's something that if I need my parents' support with, I definitely would want that. But I also think sympathy is a huge aspect, not trying to be overbearing, but just setting structure and then trying to reach it.
I'm out of time, guys. I have to tell you, Dr. John Duffy is on a phone line with us, obviously, from the Duke. Where are you from, John? How do I introduce you again?
Yeah, so I'm a clinical psychologist. I wrote a book called Parenting the New Teen in the Age of Anxiety, and I'm based here in Chicago.
We appreciate that. Michaela, our best to you, too.